Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación para la población escolar. Nivel avanzado B2 de inglés. Convocatoria de 2018. Prueba de comprensión auditiva. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícelas según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso del teléfono móvil queda prohibido durante toda la prueba y tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. No escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Ask 1. The future of our food. You will hear an extract from a radio program. Read the items and choose the four sentences that are correct according to what you hear. Write the corresponding letters in the white boxes provided below, and later on your answer sheet on the back page of this exam. There are only four correct sentences. Sentence 0 is given as an example. Now you have 1 minute to read the sentences.
Colin, what is the single biggest change our audience here and at home will notice in their food world in the next 30 years or so?
Well, if we go on as we are, of course, there'll be very little change except that it'll get worse. But if we have a radical change of policy and the way we do things, and if we really set out seriously to provide good food for everybody, which as far as I know has never actually been done, then it could be done and we could have the finest cuisines for everybody in the world.
Professor Charles Godfrey.
I think we're going to see food prices more expensive. I think we're going to see food prices more variable, especially as the effects of climate change begin to become felt. I think we as a society will be eating less meat and sticking my neck out. I think we'll have the option of eating cultured meat, artificial meat, and I really don't know whether we'll take up that option or not.
Thank you. Christine.
I'm certain that there will be a big change in how the food actually gets to us. We may get to the point when you're opening the fridge door and it will already have been stocked from the other side of the wall, or it might be arriving by drones. But I think how food does the final mile will be very different.
Sean.
We're on the cusp of a biotechnological revolution. There'll be as much change in the next 30 years as far as farming and food is concerned as there has been in your lives and your business lives as a result of information and communication technology. The industry will become much more overtly science and technologically driven, and I hope much more professional and efficient.
And Tristram.
I think, unfortunately, Sean is probably right. We don't have the mechanisms that we actually need in place to change the food system in the way that we have to. I think we'll continue to see deforestation in South America and Southeast Asia being executed in order to produce more food for us in rich countries. And unfortunately, that's going to contribute to the biohazards that we're experiencing right now, like climate change.
Well, that leads very nicely into one of the contexts for this conversation. If growing wealth of the world and population were not challenged for our food system enough, there's more. Climate change is happening and no one is immune, so says the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in its most recent report. And they go on, all aspects of food security are potentially affected by climate change. And over the last few years, Costing the Earth has reported frequently on this rising tide of concern.
On the one hand, we've got rising populations, mouths to feed. On the other hand, we've got actually, a climate that may be deteriorating in terms of ability to grow food.
Food production now is getting more and more expensive. There is not enough land available on this planet.
If the world population is going to increase to 9 billion in 2050, then we need another Earth.
We've never had a supply problem. Okay, prices might go up in the United States, but we've never had a supply problem with corn. And it's getting serious enough now, I think, now where some of the large growers, Cargill's, the ConAgra's, they're a little fearful that there'll even be a supply of corn this winter.
Listen again.
Colin, what is the single biggest change our audience here and at home will notice in their food world in the next 30 years or so?
Well, if we go on as we are, of course, there'll be very little change except that it'll get worse. But if we have a radical change of policy and the way we do things, and if we really set out seriously to provide good food for everybody, which as far as I know has never actually been done, then it could be done and we could have the finest cuisines for everybody in the world.
Professor Charles Godfrey.
I think we're going to see food prices more expensive. I think we're going to see food prices more variable, especially as the effects of climate change begin to become felt. I think we as a society will be eating less meat and sticking my neck out. I think we'll have the option of eating cultured meat, artificial meat, and I really don't know whether we'll take up that option or not.
Thank you. Christine.
I'm certain that there will be a big change in how the food actually gets to us. We may get to the point when you're opening the fridge door and it will already have been stocked from the other side of the wall, or it might be arriving by drones, but I think how food does the final mile will be very different.
Sean.
We're on the cusp of a biotechnological revolution. There'll be as much change in the next 30 years as far as farming and food is concerned as there has been in your lives and your business lives as a result of information and communication technology. The industry will become much more overtly science and technologically driven, and I hope much more professional and efficient.
And Tristram.
I think, unfortunately, Sean is probably right. We don't have the mechanisms that we actually need in place to change the food system in the way that we have to. I think we'll continue to see deforestation in South America and Southeast Asia being executed in order to produce more food for us in rich countries. And unfortunately, that's going to contribute to the biohazards that we're experiencing right now, like climate change.
Well, that leads very nicely into one of the contexts for this conversation. If growing wealth of the world and population were not challenged for our food system enough, there's more. Climate change is happening and no one is immune, so says the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in its most recent report. And they go on, all aspects of food security are potentially affected by climate change. And over the last few years, Costing the Earth has reported frequently on this rising tide of concern.
On the one hand, we've got rising populations, mouths to feed. On the other hand, we've got actually, you know, a climate that may be deteriorating in terms of ability to grow food.
Food production now is getting more and more expensive. There is not enough land available on this planet.
If the world population is going to increase to 9 billion in 2050, then we need another Earth.
We've never had a supply problem. Okay, prices might go up in the United States, but we've never had a supply problem with corn. And it's getting serious enough now, I think, now where some of the large growers, Cargill's, the ConAgra's, they're a little fearful that there'll even be a supply of corn this winter.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task 2. Interview with Jaden Smith. You will hear an interview with Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, and himself also a famous actor and singer. Read the following questions and choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Write the correct letters in the white boxes provided below, and later on your answer sheet on the back page of this exam. Question 0 is given as an example. Now you have 1 minute to read the sentences.
I'm Christina Gibson for Cambio, and we are here for a very special couch session with the one and only Jaden Smith. Hey, Jaden.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. We are going to be taking questions live on Twitter, so send yours in by using the hashtag JadenCambioAE for After Earth, your new movie that's coming out.
Yes.
So let's get right to it, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, this question is from Misfit Society. They want to know, what great advice can you give to an actor your age who wants to get into the business or music industry?
I would say to them, because this is what I do. I basically talk to all of my friends all the time about acting, and I love to give people like inspirational talks. So I would say you have to really, really know that that's what you want to do, and you can't like change your mind later because it's not going to happen overnight. And you really just need to really be dedicated about it and really like decide right now that that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Because the only way that you're going to succeed is if you're working the hardest out of everybody in the world, because there's 300 other people, actually millions of other people that are trying to do the same exact thing that you're doing right now. That's what I would say.
So it's all about hard work and dedication.
It's all about hard work and dedication. It's just you have to want it more than everyone else.
I love that. That's great advice. We have another question from Malik Swag 24. They want to know, who is your best friend?
Moises and Mateo would be my best friends.
And tell us about them.
They run the Misfits brand with me, and we kind of been friends for like 4 years. They sleep in my house like every single night, and we all skate together and stuff. If you check on the Vine, you'll see a video. Our first Vine, Mateo's trying to no-stall a table in our hotel room, and some interesting things happened after that.
And you actually brought your skateboard with you today.
Yeah, so I did. They made me not have
skater
it.
Tearing up the streets in New York.
They made me not bring it in here, though. I thought it wasn't professional if I brought it over here. I would, though.
We'll see it. Save that for another time. All right, this question is from Baby Brooklyn. They want to know, how would you describe your dad's attitude or mindset when it comes to acting?
I would describe my dad's attitude in life as just driven and... that's how he basically does everything. If it's acting, rapping, or writing, or running, he's just driven, and he is going to get to what he said he was going to get to, no matter what. Like, if he says he's going to run 5 miles, he's going to run 5 miles, even if he, like, throws up everywhere. That's why he is so successful in what he does.
I think he's passed it on to you, too.
Oh, thank you.
Here's another one from Love Jaden Uncool. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
I've never got that, nor have I ever had to think about it.
Now's the time.
Yeah. Most embarrassing thing that happened to me? Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened? I'm kind of always surrounded by people that I'm comfortable with, so it's hard to get embarrassed around, like, if you're just around, like, family and friends. But, that's pretty embarrassing when my dad tries to kiss me on the mouth in public.
Oh, man, that is bad.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. We were in Korea. He tried to kiss me on my mouth in the press conference. He tried to make a heart with our hands like this. I was against that as well.
You weren't down with the heart with Dad.
I was against that as well. And on Ellen, he tried to kiss me, and I almost flipped the couch over. So that was a good time.
I think it's sweet that your dad loves you so much.
I appreciate the love, but there's a time and place to kiss somebody.
I got it. Yeah. I got it. All right, here's another one from I Swag Like Jaden S. They want to know what was the most challenging thing about the making of After Earth.
Most challenging thing about the making of After Earth was probably the emotional scene, like at the heart of the movie with me and my dad. That's probably the most challenging part about making the movie. That part was like, I don't know, I try to avoid the emotional scenes as much as possible.
Listen again.
Hey guys, I'm Christina Gibson for Cambio, and we are here for a very special couch session with the one and only Jaden Smith. Hey Jaden.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. We are going to be taking questions live on Twitter, so send yours in by using the hashtag JadenCambioAE for After Earth, your new movie that's coming out.
Yes.
So let's get right to it, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, this question is from Misfit Society. They want to know, what great advice can you give to an actor your age who wants to get into the business or music industry?
I would say to them, because this is what I do, I basically talk to all of my friends all the time about acting, and I love to give people like inspirational talks. So I would say you have to really, really know that that's what you want to do, and you can't like change your mind later because it's not going to happen overnight. And you really just need to really be dedicated about it and really like decide right now that that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Because the only way that you're going to succeed is if you're working the hardest out of everybody in the world, because there's 300 other people, actually millions of other people, that are trying to do the same exact thing that you're doing right now. That's what I would say.
So it's all about hard work and dedication.
It's all about hard work and dedication. It's just you have to want it more than everyone else.
I love that. That's great advice. We have another question from Malik Swag 24. They want to know, who is your best friend?
Moises and Mateo would be my best friends.
And tell us about them.
They run the Misfits brand with me, and we kind of been friends for like 4 years. They sleep in my house like every single night, and we all skate together and stuff. If you check on the Vine, you'll see a video. Our first Vine, Mateo's trying to no-stall a table in our hotel room. And some interesting things happened after that.
And you actually brought your skateboard with you today.
Yeah, so I did. They made me not have it.
An avid skater tearing up the streets of New York.
They made me not bring it in here, though. I thought it wasn't professional if I brought it over here. I would, though.
We'll see. Save that for another time. All right, this question is from Baby Brooklyn. They want to know, how would you describe your dad's attitude or mindset when it comes to acting?
I would describe my dad's attitude in life as just driven. And that's how he basically does everything. If it's acting, rapping, or writing, or running, he's just driven, and he is going to get to what he said he was going to get to, no matter what. Like, if he says he's going to run 5 miles, he's going to run 5 miles, even if he, like, throws up everywhere. That's why he is so successful in what he does.
I think he's passed it on to you, too.
Oh, thank you.
Here's another one from Love Jaden Uncool. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
I've never got that, nor have I ever had to think about it.
Now's the time.
Yeah. Most embarrassing thing that happened to me? Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened? I'm kind of always surrounded by people that I'm comfortable with, so it's hard to get embarrassed around, like, if you're just around, like, family and friends. But it's pretty embarrassing when my dad tries to kiss me on the mouth in public.
Oh, man, that is bad.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. We were in Korea. He tried to kiss me on my mouth in the press conference. He tried to make a heart with our hands like this. I was against that as well.
You weren't down with the heart with Dad.
I was against that as well. And on Ellen, he tried to kiss me. and I almost flipped the couch over. So that was a good time.
I think it's sweet that your dad loves you so much.
I appreciate the love, but there's a time and place to kiss somebody.
I got it. Yeah. I got it. All right, here's another one from iSwag, like Jaden S. They want to know what was the most challenging thing about the making of After Earth.
Most challenging thing about the making of After Earth was probably the emotional scene, like at the heart of the movie with me and my dad. That's probably the most challenging part about making the movie. That part was like, I don't know, I try to avoid the emotional scenes as much as possible.
This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening comprehension test.